Good morning. It's 8:13 a.m. Yeah, 8:13 a.m. on September the 2nd, 2014. It's a little bit later because I had some phone calls to make this morning, first thing, and I may get interrupted. I'm expecting a callback. So, yeah, this may be a truncated edition of talking on my morning walk. And so, yeah. Fun times. I really am not going to talk too much about the whole thing, other than to note that it's been very draining. It isn't over yet. 19 minutes on the first half. Well, I'm out of moving on something. It's not over yet. I don't expect it to be over this week. I wouldn't be surprised to see it go 2 weeks. I would be happy, happy, happy to be wrong, because she's been admitted to a hospital that is about 80 miles away. So, yeah. Well, probably not 80 miles. 65, maybe. It's on the wrong side of Denver, anyway. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I got responsibilities here with Jennifer. I got to keep the kid going, keep her in school, keep her homework going, keep the house going, keep us both fed. I'm going to put together a package of clothes and toiletry and stuff to take down to her tomorrow. There's no visiting on Thursdays or Tuesdays. And today's Tuesday. So I'm hoping that by then they'll have had a chance to do an evaluation of her down there, and we'll have some sort of treatment plan in place. And take it from there. See how she responds to treatment. So I'm probably going to do a lot of walking and not a lot of talking the next few days. I'm not very settled. I'm not very focused. I'm kind of adrift here. The third time this year we've had one of the members of the family in the hospital. And the unfortunate part, the part that's making me go, oh, damn. Because I thought I was beginning to dig myself out. I thought I was beginning to get my head back where it needs to be. And I don't know what this is going to do to me, to be quite honest. It sounds very selfish to be worrying about what this is going to do to me, but one of the realities is that I have to be here to take care of people. And what that means is that I really need to take care of myself first. The airline analogy, put on your own oxygen mask before you try to help someone, is definitely advice that I need to be paying attention to. Something that I'm giving a great deal of thought to. And while it makes me feel a bit selfish, the reality is that this is yet one more body blow. And eventually she is going to come home, and I will need to be still standing when she does. So yeah, it's quite a challenge. School bus. I usually see a school bus on the street. It's a beautiful morning. There, the birds chirping. The leaves haven't started really turning yet, but I can see that they're not quite as vividly green as they have been. It's a couple of places in particular where they look a little drier. It's September. Oh, look, there they are. There's a barberry, might be barberry bush. It has just been dusted with red. So yeah, the first sign of fall season. What great guns on the hotel. I just made the turn eastward here. The sheathing is up, what, two floors, maybe three? Can't really tell if it's there on the ground. I guess that's three floors. Bunk post. I'm not moving very fast today. I'm still pretty tired. Stayed up too late last night, probably. I had to get up too early this morning. It's bright. It's up high enough that it's out of the morning haze, but it's not quite high enough to be not shining in my eyes. Pull my hat down. Tuesday. I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing today. Should be taking advantage of the fact that the house is empty for the first time in I don't even remember how long. When I get back, it'll just be me and the cats. And I feel like it's like, okay, cool. Now I can write. Oh, shit. little breeze coming up. I saw some geese earlier. They were just lifting off the field. It's getting to be that time of year again when we have geese flying everywhere. The sound of them is something I still, as much as I've heard them living here, it wasn't a sound that I grew up with. It was so special when I heard it in Maine, because it was, you never heard geese, you never. Every once in a while you'd see a few, but it's, you never heard them. There's a place just outside Portland called Mackworth Island. It's a school for the deaf and hard of hearing. And it has several coves that the geese winter in, generally. It's kind of cold weather, but it's open water. And so they tend to be there through most of the winter, then starting in the early fall. Disappear around early spring, heading back north. And once in a while we'd go over there and do a little bird watching, listen to the geese. But here it's like you go grocery shopping, and as you're walking in or out, you're just as likely to have a couple of hundred geese take wing and honkity honkity honk. Don't look up with your mouth open. Don't look up is a good morning. Don't look up is good advice, but definitely don't look up with your mouth open. My battery is low. How can my battery be low? This is ridiculous. It's yellow, I've got enough. I'm almost back. I'll be able to plug it in and take care of it there. Gotta get some breakfast. I gotta get some coffee. I gotta take care of myself. Not sure what that means today. Tomorrow night I have to drive down and take her clothes and stuff to her. It's gonna be a long evening. It's longer drive than the visiting hours. So, hour and a half down. Good morning. Hour there, hour and a half back. It's not going to happen every day. In part because the drive down is, I have to drive through Denver during rush hour in order to be there on time. And while for the most part I have it pretty well, traffic running out of town while I'm running in, the truth is that that'll only work for the first half of the way across Denver. Second half is going to be going out of town with the traffic. And 19 minutes on the back half. Yeah, that's not too surprising. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.